marriage day. This is your day of joy. Not your salvation, okay? Your salvation is a normal day, but the day you get married is your day of what? A day of joy. Thank you. And that's why we have Love Not the World. Series 2, Part 4. John 17, 14. Please speak your Bible. Let's start. Thank you. I've given them thy word. John 17, 14. Don't forget we have done this yesterday. I've given them thy word. Don't forget when I just said 10 minutes break. 10 minutes, do 10 minutes and come back, please. Eh? That's why we will not finish 7 today. I want us to can wrap this up by 3 o'clock. So it's, I need your cooperation. Don't forget, you know, that is pastor's words, but your cooperation. Eh? Without your cooperation, it will not be achievable. Please close that door. Come on. Okay, let's not disturb others in the complex. Are you in John 17, verse 14? Thank you. I have given them thy word, and the word has hated them. Please don't miss part 5. Part 5 is actually very essential for those of you that you have issues with family, CCC. Part 5 is very essential. I will do that today. Part 6 tomorrow, and will be good. I have given them thy word, and the word has hated them, because they are not of the word, even as I am not of the word. Verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from the evil one. 16, yes. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Say, I am not of the world. Say, I am not of the world. Now say in 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Say, I am not of the world. Say, our values are not the same. Say, our desires are not the same. See, our principles are not the same. 1 John 2:15. Our principles are not the same. Our values are not the same. Our desires. What is brash Chinese? Oh, don't allow this man to escape this church. For Christ's sake. Amen. He's in love with Facebook. Come on. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world. Let's read together. Yes, guys. Okay, let me wait for you. I'm sure you are writing. Do your best. Don't just write, or you find an app on your phone that can write. 1 John 2:15. 1, 2, go, guys. Let's read. Yes. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Yes. Next verse. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Amen? Now, that is why we don't use these things to rate a Christian. The pride of life. Pride of life. We don't do rich carcass, poor carcass, married, unmarried. Pride of life. Things that the world has to offer. We don't use that one to make judgments in Christianity. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that dwells the will of God abideth for how long? Forever. Amen. Praise God. Say, I give myself to God's will. Say, I give myself to God's will, because I have eternal life. So this talks about our values. Okay. Our values, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the things you have come to value. Like I love to say, that intercourse with the world is also termed fornication in the scriptures. We have discussed this, that should be in part 2. That intercourse with the world is also termed fornication in the Bible. That intercourse leads to idolatry. It leads to idolatry. It leads to idol worship. James 4 verse 3. James 4 verse 3. James 4 verse 3. Let me read verse 3. You read verse 4 and 5 for me. You ask amiss and you receive not. Because you ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. Verse 4 and 5. 1, 2, go, guys. Yes. Adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit which dwells in us lusteth to envy. So you can see there. So that means adulterers and adulteresses there defines what friendship with the world. Can you see? Are you with me? It defines what friendship with the world. That's James, talk about James 4:4. You know there? Come on, right. It must have working virus. Working virus. James 4:4. Friendship with the world. Friendship with the world. Like I was telling you yesterday of music ministries. Most of them, they are just tried not to be different. You know, gone are the days when there are clear demarcation between a gospel. Now, everybody is a Nigerian idol. I mean, what do you call them? The Nigerian idol. Is it idol artist? No. Everybody carries his body, amen? Everybody can be body, amen? No. Saying Christian songs, saying Christian worship, we value our lyrics. That's the point. We celebrate our lyrics so much. You must ensure that is the real difference. Our lyrics. Oh, yeah, let me tell you this. Okay, let me wait for you to finish. Wait for you to finish. Do you know the difference between Christianity and most other religions and endeavors of man is small? I mean, it's not that much. The difference is in the message. For instance, every other religion, too, they call for commitments the same way. I'm touching it too much. I don't realize this. Every other religion, they call for commitments the same way Christianity also calls for commitments, right? Are you with me? Everybody calls for devotion. But do you know the difference between us and them? What we are devoted to. So it's not about the same way we are preaching sanity right now, the same way you will not even see them sing any house song in the mosque. You can do it outside there, but they won't do it in the mosque, right? But so the difference, everybody calls for consecration. Even business owners, they want their and they want their staffs to be engaged with the job, to be devoted, to devote their time, to learn. They will tell you that you should have it in your heart. The same way, so in Christian, the difference is that message. What are you devoted to here? So if you are not convinced of that message, salvation through faith in Christ, your devotion is meaningless. Your consecration, your... call it everything, my body, my keeping yourself. Some people are not in Christ, yet they keep themselves to. Don't you hope you know? Huh? It's not all this, we don't sing, it's not peculiar to Christianity. The issue here is why we do the things we do. Is that clear, guys? Praise God. So we don't just celebrate morality at the expense of Christ. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 8. There must be a difference between the church and Yahoo boys. It's not every song that just get it open with your mouth and Ebu God. Ebu Baba. Amen. I just love that song, Sha. That's it. Okay, 10 verse 8. So let me show you something. So I said, and that intercourse with the world is also term fornication. See 1 Corinthians 10 verse 8. MOG, I will seize your phone now. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 8. I'm not saying you respond. I'm preaching. Yeah. Want to go? Let's read. Neither let us what? Commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Let's see where that happened. Put your hand there, go to Numbers 25, verse 1. Now, please write this down. Sexual sins for most is a means to an end. Sexual sins is a means to an end. I told you yesterday, as one common trait with men in rebellion is sexual sins. You see them talking about it or gisting about it, or gossiping about it, or laughing about it, or watching videos about it, or jesting about it, or keeping companies of those who enjoy it. That is one common trait of men in rebellion. That must not be you. Amen? Praise God, though. Okay, Numbers 25, verse 1. So that story in 1 Corinthians 10:8, that's what we want to see. Oh, that they fell in one day 23,000. Okay, and Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom. Are you there, come on? Okay, Numbers 25 now, verse 1. And the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. Are you there? Now, verse 2. Slowly, one, two, go. And they called the people unto the sacrifice of their gods, and people did eat and bowed down to their gods. Verse 3. And Israel joined himself unto, and the garment of the Lord was kindled. Okay, so what do you see in verse 1? Whoredom, right? Fornication. But did he end there? In verse 2, what do you now see? Idolatry, right? Praise God. That means they now went after. So based on the whoredom, they develop other passion. Please write that down. They now develop other passion. Didn't just end there. So the whoredom now became a tool of rebellion. So to us today, that will be doctrinal error. But started with immorality as an entrance. So most times, what we call moral sins, they are not finality. They are just to lure you into other things. To lure men into other things. To lure men into other things. Put your hand there. Please don't close that place. So just quickly open Hebrews 3 verse 12. Just help me open. Just open. You'll be blessed. Hebrews 3, 12 and 13. Take it, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the life-giving God or living God. Please read verse 13 for me slowly. Yes, sir. But exhort one another daily, why it is called today, lest any of you be adding through the deceitfulness of sin. So what does it call sin? What does sin do to people? Deceit, right? That means sin can take you on a journey that will lead to idolatry. Let me tell you the truth. What they were really judged for in that place was the idolatry. But how does it start? Immorality. Thank you. Go back to the same 25 now. 25 verse 4. And you see the terrible thing that happened here. It was very, very terrible. 25 verse 4. So let me explain to you that you see that it's more than fornication. You see, 25 verse 4. Rakim, they are out. I said 10 minutes. Are you not an able God? Come on. Sorry. That's false doctrine. Numbers 25 verse 4. Are you there? And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and what? Oh, we know that. Yeah, see, that cannot be the Lord. You see the Lord? And hang people. Hang them up before the Lord. Against his son. The Lord said, hang them before the Lord. Against his son. And the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. Verse 5. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye everyone his men that were joined to. That means everyone that have committed what? Huh? Is it everyone that has committed whoredoms or idolatry? Okay, verse 6. Yes. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianish woman in the sight of. See, you know the guy in 1 Corinthians 5, he learned it from somewhere. See, the guy in 1 Corinthians 5, he learned it from somewhere, right? You see? See the life of this one? When everybody is weeping, mourning that. So, you know, you can see that it has It's beyond an art. It's now my right. Nothing will happen. What's that? Rebellion. So in the sight of Moses, imagine, doesn't he know, like, and in the sight of all the congregation of Israel who were weeping before the law of the tabernacle of the congregation. So that is rebellion. That is idolatry. So now your right is beyond our oneness. Your desire is beyond our purity. Of course, you know the terrible thing that happened after. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. No, the guy is just, he's brutal. Amen? He's thrust both of them, the man and the woman, their belly. So what now happened? The plague was now what? Was stayed from the children of Israel. Amen. See, nothing goes for nothing. Hallelujah. So that is not God. So both the sin and the judgment, they are not God's will. Amen. But see, verse 9, and those that died in the plague were how much? 24,000. So that is what 1 Corinthians 10 was referring to. Praise God. So, majorly, he describes sins as a reason you will do other things. As a reason you will give yourself to false doctrine, as a reason, not just, you know, like 1 Corinthians 6 discuss sin as just you define the temple of God, but 1 Corinthians 10 defines sin as a reason you will stray away from sanity. You will stray away from your in Christ sanity. You now start legalizing the what is sinful. Now let me show you more. Revelation 2:14. Please don't call it revelations. It's revelation. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the revelations of Jesus. It's singular. Revelation 2:14. Please ensure you open all this. If you just open it, you understand. You will clearly understand. Thank you. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast asked there them that what? Oh, the what? Doctrine of Balaam, right? What is the doctrine of Balaam? Remember? Where does the doctrine of Balaam start from? Greed, right? Eh? Because of greed, you are now prophesying against those you ought not. You are giving false prophecy, remember? God told him, don't go and prophesy, don't do this. But because of greed, he went ahead. So the doctrine of Balaam, who what? Taught Balak to cast a stubbly block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit what? Fornication. 15. So as thou also them that hold the what? Doctrine. Say doctrine. Of Nicolaitans, which things I ate. Are you with me? See chapter 2 verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou suffered that woman Jezebel. Remember when you see Jezebel in the Bible, it's figurative. I said in Revelation, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to what? Seduce my servants to commit what? Who is Jezebel seducing today now? Just read the latter part. And to eat what? Things sacrificed to idols. He's talking about doctrine. Just keep reading. Let me 21. And I gave her space to repent for her fornication, and she repented not. Okay? Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her, into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, I will kill their children. With death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the heart, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. What will Jesus kill? What will Jesus kill? Eh? Doctrine. See 24. Want to go? But unto this day I say unto you, unto the rest in Tyre, as many as have not what? This doctrine. Hallelujah. So what will Jesus kill? Huh? False doctrine. Through what? Preaching and teaching. You know? Not killing any man. No. Is that clear? That is figurative. And which have not known the depths of Satan, and I will put upon you none of other burdens, but that which you have already held fast till I come. Praise God. Write down Revelation 17 verse 2. You see it there. When you see, they are all figurative, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. I didn't understand if there's any woman that plenty kings are sleeping with. Are you with me? Praise God. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of our fornication. That's 17 verse 2. See 18 verse 3 too. 18 verse 3. All the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of our fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of our deadly cases. See 19 verse 9. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and have lived deliciously with her, and shall bewail her and lament for her when shall see the smoke of her burning. So, still talking about doctrines, doctrine, doctrine, doctrine. 1 John 5, 19, doctrine. So when you see it, most time like that in the book of Revelation, it refers to what? To what? Doctrine, doctrine, doctrine. And one major thing, when you are seeing the doctrine of Balaam, it starts with a greed. When all this money, nothing goes for nothing, nothing goes for nothing. If nothing goes up, nothing comes down. No, it's bad. 1 John 5 verse 19. Praise God. And we know that we are of God, and the old world light where? In wickedness. Let me read 20, you read 21. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God. And what? 21, want to go, guys? Little children, keep yourself from idols. See that? Idolatry, idolatry. So what idols? False doctrines and their propagators. False doctrines and their propagators. False doctrine and their propagators. That is the idols there. Don't talk about the shrine in your hometown. But let me explain it to you. See the same 1 John 4 verse 1. That is the idols he was talking about. They are all man-made approach towards God. Don't put your leg there. Okay, 1 John 4, 11, 4 1. Look at your Bible. 1 John 4 verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try every spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know you the spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is the spirit of God. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Hallelujah. So is the Antichrist coming or is already around? Yeah. Amen. When did he come? When did he come? Since there was a Christ. Thank you. Since there was a Christ, we have an Antichrist. Praise God. So let's read verse 4 together. I know you have used verse 4 for deliverance, for casting out of demons. It's not bad, but you should, at least before you use it for deliverance and everything, first use it for the right thing. Amen? So verse 4, everybody, 1, 2, go. You have God, little children, and you have what? Overcome them. Amen? Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen? So you have overcome who? Amen? You have overcome the Antichrist. How? By an understanding. Thank you. Through learning. You are of God. That means you learn about the things in Christ that are in you. And you have overcome them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So there's a learning. There's an understanding in that. See verse 5. They are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. But verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God, heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of what? Error. Well done, well done. Thank you. Spirit of truth and spirit of error. Of error. So that somebody, you know, is one subtle thing that is in the world is, you know, it's easy for you to just get attached to somebody that is nice to you. Somebody that is, you know, that is trying to behave fine to you. It's very good. It's very, is, but watch it. Doctrine is, doctrine is actually the dividing line, okay? So I wrote in my note, I said, some friendship can turn into idolatry. See, some people, they don't love the ministry. Yes, you enjoy their company. They don't love the ministry. Yes, you enjoy their jokes, their lewd talks, new talks, excesses, no restraint. No. They don't love the ministry. Yes, you want to enjoy their, yes, you enjoy their company. No, that mustn't be you. That mustn't be you. See, you see a friend that has not talked to you in months, but when there is a report that there is a pastor that did this and that, she was chatting you out, is it true, is it true? And you are going, ka, 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 and you are replying. That is not a friend you should keep. That is somebody that has a itchy ears. Has a ears that cannot desist from sinful gist. Praise God. Hallelujah. At times, even you are, there is a discussion ongoing, you don't contribute, but you are listening. What are you doing there? You are vexing your soul. You don't contribute, but you are listening. You ask him, quote half of a verse in Ephesians. They can't quote. Some people, they are just so canna. Quote half of a verse in Ephesians. They can't quote. But tell us the gist of everything. Say, how do you want it? Which side should I tell you first? And you are entertaining such people as your friend. No. Say, love not the word. You must not be convenient with that sinful gist. No. How did they do it? Where did they do it? And you are listening. Are you into gossip, apprenticeship? You are learning how to gossip. Say, but I didn't talk. I was only listening. Don't listen. Praise God. Keep your mind. Keep your mind. Keep your mind sane. Keep your mind poor. So please, write this down. Cut off all the suppliers of sinful jokes, gist around you. Words are powerful. Cut off the suppliers. How people don't check their sales updates. That's the truth. Watch out for it. The suppliers of sinful gist, suppliers of nude sales updates, cut them off. Or if you want to last in ministry, you want to last for God, cut them off. Words are powerful. When I said that in my house that we don't watch some channels, some people think I'm extreme. Well, sorry. Even in the car, the day you see me driving and I put on radio and I'm enjoying, just record it and play it for my workers. Record it. The only time that happens is maybe if I reset the car and everything just go back to factory setting and everything, the radio will just come up on its own. As I'm hearing of USB hard drive messages. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't worry, I will listen to them in heaven. Amen. When I get to heaven, I will now sit down and say, all the FM. They have not been listening to us. Say, Jesus, I need all the movies I have not watched when I was on earth. Bring it back. Say false doctrine. Amen, amen. Praise God. So watch out, okay? Watch out. I remember one small girl visited us a while ago. And she hardly speaks in tongues. I'm not even sure if she speaks in tongues. She hardly speaks in tongues. She came to ask my wife, say, when you saw that we're always going to church every day, every now and then. Say, do you what did he ask you again? I'll forgive her in heaven. Amen. He said, do you like how you are living your life? And he said, do you like your life like this? One small girl is not. Who is my hair? Okay, thank you. Smaller than this. Say, do you really like your life? You don't know it's because you have an in Christ sign. That's why you don't know the important, the how weighty that statement can be. So you just tip somebody like, you tell just, it's true. Shush. And before you know it, you start giving your pastor attitude. Come for evangelism. Yeah, I will be living my life. Praise God.
And she doesn't know that we go out too. Only that priority.
Amen. Say priority. So don't allow such words. People, you have people around you like that will just be telling you, Jesus. Yeah, you church again. And you are listening to it to her.
Tell her what will not make her talk to you tomorrow.
Say you are Yeshu.
I mean, you are mother of Satan.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, cause them off. Say, cause them off. James 1 now. Like I love to tell you, never take a ministry-related advice from who? From someone that is not in ministry. Never. Never. The one that does not go to church every day, he cannot tell you, he must not tell you that you are too, he must not talk about it. Don't give him that chance to talk about your zeal. Never. Russians, have you written that down? Write it to you. Never take a ministry-related advice from a man that is not in ministry. Please, never. It's disastrous. So, thank you. James 1:13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Why? For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. So don't say it is the people that God brings across my way. You can select your company. You can select those you listen to. You can select those you give it to. You can select those you allow their words to affect your life. You can select them. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of what? His own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth what? Sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. So sin happens through focused attention. That is what he's saying in verse 14. Drawn away of his own lust. Sin happens through focused attention. Nothing catches you unaware. Nothing catches you unaware. You must have focused on it. You must have ruminated about it. You must have thought about it. You must have been looking at this. You have checked it on YouTube. You have checked it on this. You have listened to people talking about it. It comes through focused attention. It's like an external influence that you receive as yours. An external influence that you received. An external influence that you received. That's sin. What is sin? An external what? Influence that you receive. So if you are patient, you will know where it's coming from. If you are patient, you will see, you will know where it is coming from. So go back to 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. An external influence that you received. 1 Corinthians 10, 11. Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Don't forget what I said initially. I told you initially that one more reason that we avoid sinful sins and loss is because it goes a step further to distract us from our eternal responsibilities. Lord saying we go a step further to distract you from your eternal responsibilities. Thank you. See chapter 10, 11. Now all these are written, happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand, take it what? Lest he fall. Fall into what? Fall into sin. Yeah, fall into temptation. Don't forget, this chapter is not discussing heaven or hell. It's describing Christian conduct. I will explain soon. See verse 13. There is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. So how does God prevent us from being tempted more than how we are able? Through our what? Our makeup, right? Through our makeup. Matthew 16:21. First. See, the flesh can be termed satanic, okay? The flesh. It can be termed satanic. The flesh can actually be termed satanic. That's something that it is satanic, not because Satan is involved, but because it's the work of the flesh. Matthew 16:21. Let me read 16:21-22. You read 23 for me, please. Ensure you please pray and read. And from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, that it shall not be unto thee. 23, yes, want to go? Not the things that be of God, but the things that be of what? Amen. So anything that puts the things of men above the things of God, how should you see it? Satanic. Anything that puts the things of men above the things of God. You tell somebody, I go to church every evening, say, don't worry, just 2 days, just hang out with me. What's that? How should you see it? Satanic. The time you ought to spend for Bible studies, somebody always chats you up at that time. And when you finish chatting you up, you feel like masturbating. What you see, it's satanic. Satanic. It will take away your head. Hallelujah. So it's satanic not because Satan is there, but because there is a strong priority error. Strong priority error. In fact, they can. No, Jesus. Peter was actually saying, Jesus, don't worry, don't die. Why should you die? No, looks like he's good, right? So he's satanic, not because it is he's demonic or he's blackish or he's no, but because it's against your in Christ priority. It's against how you ought to think. It's against how you ought to relate. It's against how you ought to be. Like today is Saturday right now. Of course, I trust all of you in this place. Imagine you say you are coming to church, and that is when somebody is saying, "Don't worry, I'm coming to take you out. I'll take you to this, take you to this, take you to this." You have mentioned like 3 places you cannot say no to. That is satanic. Hallelujah. Praise God. And like a lot will say, most of us, let me say all of us. Do you know last year or 2 years ago? Your choice or your disobedience to the gospel may not count much. But in a time like this, when you are exposed to reality, your disobedience will matter a lot. You get me? Because, do you know what is happening to you right now? In ministry, this is the call. This is what you must not say no to. Like, for instance, if you have spent like 6 months in this right now, you have been learning, you have seen what you ought to do, you ought to be. To now say no to this is to reject the call of God. Are you hearing me? God should not call you more than he's calling you right now. Any call more than this, that is now almost getting to manipulation. Amen? How does God call you? He will teach you. He will instruct you. He will teach you. This is doctrine. This is ministry. Then he will instruct you. So please watch it, okay? Thank you. So please go back to 1 Corinthians 10 now, verse 5. 10 verse 5. 10 verse 5. I want us to read slowly from verse 5. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 5. Want to go? Yes, sirs. But with many of them was God not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. 6. Now these things were examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. 7. Then that let be idolaters, as was some of them, as is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. 8. Then let us commit fornication, and some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. 9. Then that let us tempt Christ, as some of them tempted and were destroyed of. Hello? How did they tempt Christ? No. How did they tempt Christ? Remember? No, okay. No, we have described verse 8. Now you know how they committed the fornication. Now you know verse 7, idolaters. That was when they used food and everything to discredit God's word. How do you think they tempt Christ? Find that story in Numbers. And what destroyed was serpents. Who did they tempt? Numbers what? Open. Please, open. Thank you. That's Bible study. Are you there? Let's read Numbers 21, verse 5. Slowly, want to go? And the people spake against God, and against who? Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread. So how did they tempt God? That means they tempted the servants. That means they spoke against the servants of God, right? That means they rebelled against authority. So now he's not saying, do you hope you know? Okay, he's not saying now that you will get the consequences that they got. Because you know why? Ministry has changed, right? Do you know what? Okay, when they tempted Moses, why did they get the consequence of what they got? Because of the law of sin and death, right? Because of legalism, because of death at work, because of people who are given to condemnation, people who don't forgive. Are you with me? But do you know yet what they did is still wrong? Hello? What they did is wrong, but you know God does not give man evil for evil, right? But because there is a minister that does not forgive, what will happen? They got evil for evil. But what they did, is it still wrong? Huh? Yes, right? So let's keep reading. You will see the reason why we don't do the same things today. Okay, verse 10. Nail down murmur here. Say murmur not. Hey, how do you like murmur in this place? Pastor. Murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. 11. Slowly, want to go, guys? Let's read. Now, all these things happen unto them for examples. They are written for our admonitions, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. So write this one. Number one, if the believer is not watchful, he can do exactly what the unsaved will do. If the believer is not watchful, he can do exactly what the unsaved man will do. If he's not watchful, lust for money, unsatiable craving, untamed ambitions. See some people, they travel 3 years. Say they're in Canada. You left your family in Nigeria. You are a mistake. Wait, you are not waiting to happen. You are already happening. Why did you marry her? Tell me. Praise God. 3 years. That's more, actually. Some people, they will impregnate people in Nigeria. Rush back. What do we think about? No, it has. Hope you see how. No, it's no longer only disdain for the gospel now. It will now result in disdain for men. God forbid, somebody close to me. The person will remarry immediately. What's that? Left somebody here, say you are going there looking for money. But he's sending money. Is it money she married? Sorry, out of context. Anyways, now it's not here. So unsatiable cravings, things that you don't say no to. For instance, all those things, if
a believer does it today, hope you know it has consequence. For instance, if you are murmuring against, or you're tempted or everything, you spoke against those God sent to bless you, what do you think will happen? They will not be able to bless you again. That means as you are preaching, what will happen to the word? See, just what offense is taking it, what is bouncing back. Amen. Like our study about immorality, if you give yourself to immorality, what will happen? It will take you to other things, right? Huh? It will take you later. You are thinking only about who? Yourself, my will, my appetite. Praise God. So even today, if a believer gives himself to those things, like the diet, one that I call idolatry, that people eat and rose up to play, food. If you give yourself to your appetite, you will reap corruption. Galatians 6. Thank you. Now, check something in Hebrews 12. What do you think is the issue with Esau? We discuss this and we close. I mean, not close service. I mean, close this part. What do you think is the issue with Esau? Hebrews 12. And open one hand to Genesis 25. Thank you. Some people think it's only grace. We just love grace. This is the grace, oh. Hope you know. This is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It teaches us to get our head correctly. Amen. To know our boundaries. So open Hebrews 12 in one hand. Genesis 25 in another hand. So for instance, what is the issue with Esau? Give me this food. What is my business with birthright? What is my business with the promise of the Messiah? So that means the food becomes big enough for him to disdain God's plan to save. The food becomes big enough for him to disdain God's plan to save. Let's read this. It becomes big enough for him to disdain God's plan to save. Amen. Lest there be any fornicator or what? Profane person as Esau. I've always told you that saying all these things leads to something else. Hebrews 12, verse 16. Hello, though. Lest there be my mayor, any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who what? For one morsel of meat sold his birthright. So that means his appetite led him to something else, right? See verse 17. For you know how that afterward, when he should have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Hold on. Oh God, I wish I can explain that thoroughly for you. Go to Genesis 25:29. Please, don't some of you also use this one to preach that at times, once you reject God, even if you repent, that he will not what? No. What did Esau lost? He lost the right to have the Messiah in his lineage, right? So he tried to look for that again. Could he get it? No. So that is not salvation that he lost, okay? But yet he lost something. Let's see it. Genesis 25, verse 29. And Jacob sought pottage. Say nice food. Say Yakoyo. Amen. Hallelujah. Say Barakoto. Where's Enritito? Come on. You know, good food is good, right? You see good food and you touch the chicken. The chicken shake his bum back to you. Say, kaka. Ah. It's good, right? Let me paint the picture of what Jacob was. It's not all these ladies. It's not Indomie and Onga. You know, it's not. Imagine, you don't put Onga on Indomie. That's serious, people, eh? That's not the point. Amen. Some people in this place, they cook once in what? They have, you know, they don't understand. In our own, when we are brought up, the ladies, oh God. Oh God. Early in the morning, 6 a.m., you'll be hearing, and they will bring it to the husband. Sir, olowori mi, amen? Oh God. And until the man is done eating, amen, she does not stand up. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. How many brothers confess such wife? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I miss my old youth, amen. Old youth, come on. Not Pandoya. What's Pandoya? Yes, he's a woman. Please, that is false doctrine. Please, that's not part of my message. Okay, C 25:30. So, Jacob sold pottage and Esau came from the field and he was faint. He was hungry, right? Is that a legitimate thing? No, if I just use fornication alone now, you think that, a big issue. But he was hungry. It's like, no matter thing, right? You didn't see it. You, some of you right now, as I'm preaching right now, you are bringing the prince of the power of the air from your pocket. And what? Right? No, if you brought your girlfriend now, you start your laps. Everybody, emoji, kilo day, in church. But I'm preaching. What are you doing? Your adultery is in your pocket. Amen. Stealing your food. So let's see it. Come on. Please write it down. Legitimate things. Legitimate. Proper things. Things that normally it's not the issue. That you need to marry. Is it okay? It's okay. It's honorable. But see the next verse. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with the same red pottage, for I am faint. Wherefore his name was called Edom. 31. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Hold on. Don't abuse Jacob yet. Hold on. The point here is that Jacob desired to be the one. Due to birthright, Esau being the first, Jacob has read history. He knew that Esau will be the one that his father will bless. What? No, don't just call. God did not call Jacob a supplanter. He just desired to be the one. And what did he say? Sell me this day your birthright. That means, that shows to you that Jacob valued the promise of the Messiah. Praise God. He didn't say, give me your property. He didn't say, give me your inheritance. He didn't say, give me your land. He didn't say, but that birthright, that rise to bring in the Christ, I need it. See the response of Esau. Let's read verse 32. Slowly. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? So that means before now, Esau must have been showing slight disdain for what? Towards that promise of the Messiah. Maybe anytime Isaac, their father, sits them down and say, guys, let's look at this. And guys, this is what God told Abraham. Maybe then, so just doing. Father, fast, Yare. Why Jacob is what is taking notes. Are you with me? Legitimate things. So it now came a day, guy was hungry. So also, what else can you spot from verse 32? Please hope you are putting that down. Esau has probably been showing slight disdain for the promise. Although not a total disdain. Now that is the issue. Not a total disdain. Not that you don't come to church at all. Not that you don't share pastor's post. Not that you are totally against what you are doing. You know, if he's totally against it, the day that Esau says, Isaac said, go and kill a meat. Come so I can bless you. If he's totally against it, you know he will not do it, right? But that means he loves it, but not that much. Same thing happens to people. Come for regular meetings, they don't come. Once they hear that a big pastor is in town, what will happen? Everybody will show up, right? So, to those people now, are they showing a total disdain for ministry? No. But are they disdaining ministry? Yes. Are you understanding, sirs? Thank you. See it, verse 33. Also, I said, can you see any other thing in verse 32? Check it. Okay, let me see who can get it. Is there any other thing you can see from Esau's attitude in verse 32? Just feel free. Just say what's in your heart. Yes, if I talk. Priority, yes. Appetite above the promise. Yes, any other one? Values fulfillment of the promise. Any other thing? Eh? Oh, pleasance. Yes, I'm looking for a word. Somebody help me from this side. Feel free. Look at it. You will see it. I'm serious. No value. Yes. Something else is there. Hey, you're almost there. Come on. Put it rightly. Why? What else do you see him do there? Try now. Come on. There is a word. What do we call that in figure of speech? Exaggeration. Thank you. Exaggeration. Ah! What have you seen? If he didn't use that for that day, will he die? What did he say? Ah! Ah, Pastor, you look low. Ah, Pastor, if I don't make that appointment, what will happen? Ah, Pastor, ah. Let's go to. Ah, Pastor, if I am late 1 minute at work. Exaggeration. Very sad. He could have found an alternative. At least the apple that Adam ate is still somewhere there. You could have eaten the rest. You could have eaten the rest. So food was now strong enough for him to speak against God's plan to save, to disdain God's plan. Guess what? Please write this down. How often have we used our jobs to do this? My work, my work, my work. How often have we used our job to do this? We just exaggerate 15K in a month. You know, I love using that as an example. But I guess somebody is getting credit for 15K. Go, 15K! Say, ah, Pastor, please close the door before people are collecting 15K over there. Here's my voice. Amen. Please. The baby is outside. Don't close it fully. Oh, okay, sorry. The baby is already inside. Amen. Because of 15K, you just say, ah, Pastor, ah, if I make that VG, ah, and I will sleep at work, ah, Pastor, hunger will kill me. Exaggeration. Your guys not even come. Your guys not even said that. You have not even slept at the work. You know this we used to do VGs on Monday? Huh? Say, ah, so, ah, ah! God forbid you have toothache. You will not sleep. No, I say, God forbid, no, I'm not playing batting for you. Amen. Praise God. Like, I love to tell some of you, and the same work, let something happen. 2 days, you're not at work. You're just slight headache. What will happen? They will replace you. But the only place where you're not replaceable, either in life or in sickness or in death, that's what you now say no to. For how long are you a child of God? Forever. Say, I value my sonship. Say, I value my sonship. So, see 33 right now. 33. Genesis 25, 33. And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him. And he sold his birthright to Jacob. 34. And then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. Say, a white gun, right? Yeah. Huh. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. And thus Esau despised his what? His birthright. Praise God. So, please write this down. Jacob didn't inherit the blessing based on works. No. But Esau was rejected due to the deceitfulness of appetites. Deceitfulness of appetites. Jacob was not accepted because of works, no, but Esau was rejected due to the deceitfulness of appetite. So food became idolatry. Work has become idolatry for many. Lust too has become the same for many. Praise God. Brakim, please help me. Loss has become for many. Food has become for many. Friends has become for many. Hangouts have become for many. Hangouts. Everybody loves cold stone. Amen? Who doesn't like pizza here? What? You don't like pizza? Awesome. Glory to God. I recommend you to everybody I see. But you will save his money. But hope you didn't like shawarma too. Do you like shawarma? You like that? Oh, God. Fall my hand. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, don't make idolatries out of the blessings of God around you. My children. What if you don't have a child? Some are crying for children, right? Praise God. Hey, my children. Oh, pastor. Oh, he's so no. My husband just came from the abroad. No. There's the abroad. That's the real one. That one happens in my old church. He just came from the abroad. You know. He's on the slave. Come on. I just cannot, you know. It's not. I will try, sha. It's already a disdain, no. Say, I will try, sha. To God's work. I will try, sha. No. Praise God. Say, my heart is here. So it's not about I come to church. It's not about I do Sunday service. It's not about it. Show love. Show total love. Show total commitment for the ministry. Hallelujah. We have people that they club every now and then. Yes, we call them friends. They can become idolatry to you. They are just clubbers. Club. And you see two people will shout you. It's up to. Rakim is just shouting you up. Then Lolo D or Matete Matata, that's his name, right? Both of them, their shirt is there. Or worst case, me too. I just said to you, your pastor too is there. Matete. Idolatry. Because you know that this one will be real to you, right? It was Zop, XUP, softball. And you just, you know, you want to freestyle. Akimu. What do we say now? PR notes. Yes, PR. Oh, you see, Lizzie baby. Oh, God. Oh, when you see sales updates as you are scrolling. I love you. It is the ones that are rebellious. Those ones that they know they will be real. Is it Chamber? Chamber, talks. He's talks. It's too much. Orisa Sativa. You click. Let's check that one. Idolatry. Praise God. Idolatry. Value these ones. They may not have the money of the Maloto Matete. Be careful of idolatry. What you do with your phone can become idolatry. I have begged you. You cannot keep up with everything. And you will not die if you don't keep up. Don't you know? Now come, at least for those of you that are serious here, combine all the hangouts you went last year with all you have missed this year. Have you died? Amen. Praise God. There is nothing that is a must you miss. They will be showing Champions League final and people will be watching time in church. Pastor. You are not better than the millions in the stadium. I mean, the thousands in the stadium. Think about it. The DSTV. How many channels can you watch at once? Can you watch three at once? Maybe you can try two with dual view. Can you watch three at once? Okay, let's say your brain is so talented. You have three screens. You are watching three. How many are you missing?
How many are you missing? No, how many are you missing? No, how many channels are on DSTV? Three, right? And you are watching three out of how many? So as you think, okay, Mnet West, and you are watching, which one again? Which one do you like? Don't mention Telemundo, I will kill you. Z, who said Z? If there is in workers in training, please remove him. Amen. So you are watching three. Well, you are missing like 200. So what if you let the three go? It will only be 203. Are you with me? You are missing a lot already. You are missing a lot of fun. Praise God. For every one show you go, how many shows are you missing? Eh? For every one hangout you miss, how many are you missing? I mean, that you go to rather. How many are you missing? You are missing a lot. So, for the sake of your sanity, at least for this time that you are trying to learn God's word, why not miss a bit more? So it can be better. Wash out for idolatry. You have a car. Each time, radio. The news that concerns you, the news that doesn't concern you. Some of you saw the story before. No, press can be stupid. When they said the pastor brought Jesus to church in South Africa. Have you heard the story? After 3 days, you now saw the real story. Eh? It was simply a pastor that dressed like the Jesus in Passion of Christ. Are you with me? And he just did that intentionally just to preach. And what did the press say? A pastor, even please showed me the picture on that phone. Hey, pastor, come and see you. Press is not for you. They are not in support. Press is not for the Christian. You can't substantiate your faith from press. They will never promote the gospel. The spirit of the world is at work in the press. That's why you ask singers, if you have a good song and you take it to a producer, they will say, ah, this is your song, eh? If you want to sell, this Jesus is too much, yo. Let's remove Jesus. Let's put African rice there. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't know what I'm saying, please. Don't know what I'm saying. Amen. They just say, ah, this is your song. Can we just put some steps? Amen. That announced today, they will be singing Ijoba Orun. They only, but yet you'll be seeing the choreography. You forget about Ijoba Orun. You forget which one. When you see the choreography, that the steps are following the spiritual song. Forget the song. Love not the world. Neither the things are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So I beg you, keep yourself from idols. Don't be lured into addiction. Don't be carried away. Focus on the believer's authority. There are good things to focus on. Don't use your phone as a tool of rebellion. There are good things to focus on. Why not try focusing on the believer's authority? Why not have rather than having all those stupid addictions, say, this year, at least, let me, the next dead man I will encounter, let me raise him up. The next lame that will be brought to me, I must raise him up. Why not focus on the believer's authority? If you have that in your mind, you go, you gather tapes, gather this, go through all the healing series over and over again, you pray in tongues. Why not have such addiction? Why must it be Z word? Telemundo. Where they are saying one rubbish. And they are interpreting to English. So you don't even know what they are saying. Don't be carried away. Amen. Praise God. So focus on believer's authority. Focus on discipleship. Focus on growing up other believers. There is work to be done. Everyone in workers, you have workers in training to help to grow up. Workers in training, you have membership in training to help to grow up. Membership in training, you have people who have not joined anything to help them to grow up. Focus on those. Focus on those. Hallelujah. The next part I will talk about family. Make sure you are there to listen. Make sure you are there to listen. It will help you to realign your relationship. Marriage and everything. Just slightly, I will touch those areas. Love not the world.
Watch that intercourse. Watch that koinonia with the word. Don't allow them to cage you into their own mode. Don't allow them to exchange your own priority and give them their own priority. Pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Thank you. Pray in the Holy Ghost.